Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
It's now time for a chat with Toby Brown about Ballyrag's Comedy Club. Thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, Nick, how are you?
Not too bad, man, not too bad. Let's crack straight on, shall we?
Yeah, go for it.
Because we've got a lot of stuff to cover in this.
Yes, busy month.
And I'm very excited about this chat. Right, so can you tell me and the listener a little bit about Ballyrag's Comedy Club?
Yeah, it's a collaboration between myself and Luke Valvona, who runs the Isle of Wight School of Comedy. We both kind of wanted to run a comedy night at the same place at FUBAR, formerly Bar 74 in Ryde. And the guys who own the place put us in contact. We got together and we just worked great together. And this is what's come of it. We've already had two shows now. We've got some great acts lined up. We've got some really big names. And it's just trying to bring a bit more smiles down to the Isle of Wight, really.
Okay, well, that sounds very interesting. So you've done a couple and you've got the third one coming up, yeah?
Yeah, that's right. We did the first one would have been in April, then we have one in May. We don't do one in June because the Isle of Wight Festival will order that.
That's fair enough.
But the next one will be July. We do them every third Thursday of the month. So the next one's July the 18th, where we've got Alastair Williams, who's the British Comedian of the Year last year.
Oh, right.
Really, really good act. And we've got people like Bobby Mair from Nevermind the Buzzcocks coming up, Robert White from Britain's Got Talent, Wilson Milton, who a lot of people will know as well. He was British Comedian of the Year nominees, or was on Radio 4 and others as well. So, yeah, some really big names. And Tony Law at the last show was our headliner, and he absolutely smashed it. It's probably one of the funniest people I've ever seen on stage.
Okay. So what was your inspiration to start the comedy club then?
Well, I've always been funny, so I tell people. And it's just something I've always wanted to do. I've always worked on gigs, and I used to write the Isle of Wight Candy Press years ago, which was like a spoof Isle of Wight newspaper. And I've always done news and sports and stuff, and just comedy is something I've always liked. So it was something I've always wanted to do, and
just something you wanted to dip your toe into, as it were.
Yeah, and the opportunity sort of presented itself, so we decided to do this. I mean, I've sort of jumped straight into the deep end and host the show as well, which for the first one, it was quite nerve-wracking, to be honest with you, but after that, you kind of sort of settle into it.
Find your groove.
Yeah, and interact with the crowd and kind of find your sort of comfort spot with it. But it is it's a really interesting thing to do, and it's just seeing everyone there giggling and having a laugh and leaving in a lot better mood than they came is worth its weight in gold.
Yeah, having a good positive mental attitude is a very good thing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, as I said at the last show, I said, you know, in terms of mental health, laughing is a really good emotional release. So everyone who's going there was getting sort of a bit of a group therapy, but they could also drink, and it was only a tenner. So, I mean, that was like fantastic value.
That's not bad money at all. Right, so we've kind of touched on this, but when and where is Ballyrag's Comedy Club held?
So, yeah, that's every third Thursday at FUBAR in Ryde, which is formerly Bar 74, which
that's
is
down
the bottom, yeah, number 74.
Down Union Street in Ryde, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Right, cool.
And going to be going on. We've got shows booked up to November now, and we're sort of considering whether to do a Christmas special or something like that, so keep your eyes peeled for that.
Okay then, cool. So if people wanted to know more about Ballyrag's Comedy Club, is there a website and can you be found on social media?
Yeah, we're if you go to ballyrags.com, there's information on there and ticket links. That's evolving all the time. Now we've done a couple of shows, we've got a load of photos and we've got some content. We're going to start putting that through that. We've recorded bits of a podcast which will be coming soon. We'll be doing clips of our shows going out on YouTube sort of over the course of the coming weeks. So ballyrags.com, and we're on Facebook and Instagram. We're just starting Twitter up. Sadly, we're going to have to start TikTok, as much as I'm not a fan of it, but it's apparently what's hit with all the kids nowadays.
You've got to go with the flow sometimes.
You've got to go with the flow, yeah. So, you can find us at Ballyrags Comedy or at Ballyrags on all social medias.
And all the social medias and the websites are linked.
Yeah, it's
and
all
stuff.
Linked up. You can find us through that too.
Right, okay then. So you're also involved with a lot of projects over the summer, aren't you? You're a busy man.
Yeah, I like to keep busy. I mean, I do professional photography at a lot of the gigs around, as I know you've seen as well. But I've just finished with the Three Rivers Reggae Festival that was held down in Porchfield, which was a really successful event. We're going to grow that next year and make that into sort of a two-day event, have a lot more bands there, have camping, and just really build on the fantastic vibe that they had there this year, which I'm really looking forward to, actually. It's a fantastic set of lads, great people involved, a great site, and I think with a bit more work that can become a really sort of memorable staple in the Isle of Wight calendar.
Yeah, so you've got a solid foundation, you're just going to build upon that foundation and take things from strength to strength, as it were.
Absolutely. I mean, we've got the backing of some really good people with that, and it's really more the people that are involved, as you know, in any project. It's the sum of its parts, and the people who've started this, Ben and Dan, big shout out to those guys, by the way, have been absolutely fantastic. So it's a pleasure to be sort of invited on board with that, and I'm looking forward to helping take that from strength to strength.
Okay, so you're also involved with the Circular Quirk stage at the Isle of Wight Festival, aren't you?
Yes.
Do you have any inside scoops about that one?
Other than it's the best stage at the Isle of Wight Festival, and obviously everyone should come and watch us. It's going to just be a fantastic show this year. We've got a few changes based on previous years. It's going to be a little more of an experience. There's going to be a lot more things you can do. But I think the thing that definitely everyone should come see is sock wrestling. We're going to be holding that.
Sock wrestling. Yeah. Right, I'm intrigued. What is sock wrestling? Is it what I think it is?
It's basically you and your opponent go onto a mat and you have to wrestle each other with no shoes on, and you have to pull the other person's sock off, and that's how you win. So it's actually really, really funny. If you've ever seen it, it's a really good show. So we're going to be bringing that back after many years. We did it a long time ago, and people every year ask us to bring it back. So this year we have.
That sounds extremely funny. I can't wait to see some of the footage of that.
Yeah, it's different.
So what else have you got in the pipeline then?
I mean, other than some great acts, like I say, the beautiful thing about the Cirque stage is the diversity of acts. You know, we go through everything from freestyle sort of rappers to cabaret performers to fire and pole dancers to drum and bass. You know, we're working with Pressure on the island as well. We've got a lot of good island acts. We've got some great acts coming over from the mainland as well. So, I mean, the variety of Cirque de la Quirk, I think is what makes it what it is. And this year, it's going to be an even bigger and better show.
Okay, well, I wish you all the best with that one.
Thank you.
Let's sum up about Bully Rags before we go any further. When and where is Bally Rags Comedy Club held?
Yeah, so Bally Rags is every third Thursday at Bar 74, FUBAR. I've got to get used to calling it FUBAR now. Like, it's such a change.
Stop changing venues. Yeah. It's like change is weird. Just pick a name and stick with it.
We're having to redo all of our advertising materials. It's really quite annoying. And you could kind of stick to a name. It's really helpful. But that'll be every third Thursday at Bar 74, and that's 74 Union Street Ride. But it's now known as FUBAR, which obviously we can't say what it means
it's an acronym of something. Yeah. If you know, you know. If
you know,
don't
yeah,
know,
absolutely don't Google.
No, don't Google it. It's not probably safe for work. So where can you buy tickets for those shows?
We do them through our website, ballyrags.com. So we're about to put the tickets for the next show, which is in July. We'll put those on sale, I think, later this week.
Right.
But you can get them through our website, and you can also pay on the door. It's a little bit more expensive. We try and encourage people to sort of buy online first, so we know how many people are coming, so we can set the chairs up. We've got people standing at our last couple of gigs for the latecomers and stuff.
Well, so, that's good.
Yeah, no, we're filling it out, which is obviously a real benefit, because whenever you put anything on like this, the biggest fear is that you're going to just be sat there with an empty room.
Just, you know, yourself. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
Cheers, guys.
Well, I mean, I do that anyway. I sit and entertain myself to a room full of no one anyway. So, I mean, for me, it'd be no different. But it is nice when people come and listen.
Yeah, definitely. So how much are the tickets?
£12 in general. That's including the online booking fees and stuff. We'll get rid of them at some point when we move to something a bit better. But or it's £15 cash on the door now. So we've made that a bit easier because we're fed up with dealing with coins. Makes your pockets heavy, doesn't it?
Someone hands you a fiver in 5p pieces. Just go in.
Thankfully, I've got a guy on the door does that. But I mean, he's limited in counting. I think he can only get to 8, and then he gets confused.
He's got to take his shoes and his socks off.
That's why we made it £12, so he has to count 8 back. You see, yeah,
that's fair enough. Right, so if people wanted to know more about the Comedy Club, is there a website and can you be found on social media?
Yeah, sure. Follow us. Find us on ballyrags.com. Like I said, there's a lot more content to be coming on that. It's quite new, but there's all the podcasts and the video clips and the local news, and we're going to have a roster of all of the people who've performed on there as well. So that will become a bit of a wealth of information. But you can find us on Facebook at Ballyrags. And on Instagram at Ballyrags Comedy. Annoyingly, someone had already stolen that. I don't know who or why, but
what
we will
cheek.
Hunt them down and find them.
Yeah, it's like, oi, no.
Yeah, we will steal their Instagram. You've been warned if you're listening, Mr. Fake Ballyrags.
That's just rude. Just rude. Right, okay then. So here's the curveball question.
Okay, yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
What's your favourite sport and why?
Oh, my God. Favourite sport is football. I'm a dyed-in-the-wool Chelsea supporter. I used to do a lot with the club at Stamford Bridge, actually, when I lived in London.
Oh, right. That's an interesting... No. Please, carry on this. That's an interesting story.
At one point, was probably the most famous Chelsea supporter in the world. I used to run a big Chelsea website. I was on the news most weeks. I was on Chelsea TV once a month. I had free access to the ground. And the club actually used to lend me their training ground once a year for a supporters tournament. So I was big involved with the club back in the day. But being so tribal, you can go on TV and say, you know, water's wet, and then immediately the next day someone's online giving you grief for it. So
because you've voiced your opinion.
Yeah, it's very tribal. It's a lot easier to make people laugh than say something about a football team that someone just totally disagrees with, and also they're less likely to throw a pint in your face, to be honest. So
yeah, there are some rude people out there, aren't there?
But yeah, football's the sport, and has been. It is my sort of guilty vice, I guess, and it's my 90-minute break from everything when I just sit there and
watch. Fair enough. We're all on our own, like, our escapism, as it were.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I'm going to say Formula One.
Yeah, I can get with that. If I want to watch people driving around in circles crazily, I'll just watch Coppins Bridge.
Yeah, there are some questionable driving skills on the island.
Absolutely,
I mean, I like Formula One because I admire the design and the engineering that goes into building the cars, do you know what I mean? Because they're all prototype cars. And I also admire the skill factor that it takes to drive a vehicle at 200 miles an hour plus.
The reactions on those guys are insane,
isn't it?
It's like,
mate, you could outwit a cat, do you know what I mean? It's like, if something goes wrong, you are in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's come on a great deal. Like, I remember back in the day watching documentaries of the drivers used to have to drive around with spanners actually in their cab with them, because if they crashed somewhere off around the corner where there was no one, they had to literally unscrew their steering wheel and
get
themselves out.
Just like, wow. It's like, that's either madness or
you have
sheer
to be
bravery.
Some level of absolute nutcase to do that.
Right, anyway, thank you for coming into the studio, Toby.
No,
it's
welcome,
been
mate.
Great chatting with you. All the best for your summer projects across the year. Hopefully I'll come down and catch you at some point, and we'll have a laugh and
a few adult
beverages.
Come and catch the show, mate. We'll grace you in. It'll be good to see you.
That'd be grand. Thank you very much.
Ventures Radio, FM 104.6, broadcasting from the Riverside Centre in Newport, giving people the opportunity to broadcast no matter their age or ability. We make entertaining radio whilst offering affordable advertising for local businesses. Ventures Radio, ventusradio.com.